Coming up on TMS PM, I think my plumbing is trying to tell me something.
App time!
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS PM. It is the PM edition of the show for the week of, well, today's January 18th. I don't have to tell you what the week is. And figure it out on your own. January 18th, 2019. Scott Johnson here, Brian Ibbett
the week
there.
That was.
Yeah. How's it going, Brian Ibbett?
It's going fine, Scott Johnson.
Yeah.
It's a Friday afternoon. It is basically, this is the mini boss before I attack the weekend.
Yeah, that's how I'd look at it.
The big weekend boss.
Yeah. This one you have to only hit three times in the head, and the next fight will be a little more complicated. Yep.
Spin around in a circle and then fall into the fire.
That's pretty good. I used to do a pretty good, what's the computer sound for like, the guy would the Sega game where you're a beast, an altered beast.
Altered beast.
And he'd say,
Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Roar from your grave.
I used to do that. It used to sound really bad.
Very good. It's almost got some RoboCop in there.
There you go. Hey,
put down your weapon and rise from your grave.
I can't wait till they do that new one. I'm very excited about it. Hey,
they're doing a new Altered Beast?
No, a new RoboCop. No, Altered Beast. Altered Beast is for losers. Don't play that game.
Yeah, like a new RoboCop that picks up from the 80s. Like, all of a sudden, we're pretending that sequels and reboots and things don't exist. You got Jason Reitman picking up with the 80s Ghostbusters.
Yep, supposed to be right after one instead of... I don't even think it takes
so
place after
two. So they're even going to pretend two didn't exist? Well, that's... That, come on now.
I better look that up. I'm not 100% sure.
I am drippings with goo.
Plus, it's his literal dad who made two. So
yeah, exactly. His literal dad.
Yeah, as opposed to his figurative dad. Ivan Reitman. But yeah, like, it's happening, man. We're going to get all kinds of proper sequel business, I guess. But the RoboCop thing's
new,
exciting.
Gremlins. Gremlins picks up... what's his face? The guy who did the original Gremlins, not Donner. Chris Columbus.
Chris Columbus, yeah.
Is doing a Gremlins 3 that, again, you know, harkens back to the first one.
Wait, Christopher Columbus himself coming back to do it? I don't mean the explorer, but I mean the director.
Okay.
Because yes, he hasn't done anything else, as far as I know, lately. It's kind of been quiet.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Harry Potter 1 and 2. What else did he do after that? He did the Home Alone business for a while. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep. That's it. Okay. I mean, maybe, what, Curly Sue or...
Yeah, there was some other stuff.
Yeah, something.
Some John Hughes written material.
The trick is you got to call him Chris Columbus, not Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, that's true. It's because he doesn't go by Christopher, does he?
He's Chris Joseph Columbus. Oh, actually, he did Harry Potter. I forgot that he did the first Harry Potter.
Yeah, one and two.
He did a few of the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, he did one and two. I just said that, but you missed it.
And three. Oh, did you say that?
He did not do three. Cuarón did three. Alfonso Cuarón.
Well, it's listing it under, maybe he was executive producer, because it's listing it on his...
Who directed? Wait, you said Harry Potter 3, right?
Yeah.
3. That was, this is a Spanish director. Yeah, Alfonso Cuarón.
He was producer of Azkaban.
Ah, there you go. I remember it was...
Executive producer of Secrets in Stone.
I remember it was a big deal that Cuarón did it, Cuarón, or however you say his name, because he was... you know, Mr. Art Fart filmmaker guy. And so everyone thought, ooh, him doing a Harry Potter movie, that'll be weird. And it was. Mm-hmm. It was a little weird. In a good way, in my opinion. I liked 3. 3 was cool.
Oh, crazy. I'd forgotten that he directed the Percy Jackson sequel, Lightning Thief, but also that he directed the Rent adaptation, like the film
Chris
version
Columbus?
Of Rent. Chris Columbus.
Wow, really? All right.
Yeah, yes.
All right, well done to that guy, I guess.
Which is going to be one of those, the next live on TV play. So watch that, kids. It's a play about love, AIDS, and heroin. Yum!
Have you seen the... have you seen?
I actually really like Rent, but...
Rent's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Do you like Roma, the movie Roma Have you seen that?
I did not like it. I saw that. Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Oh.
I wouldn't say I didn't like it at all. I found it interesting, but meandering and dull.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
It's a frontrunner for Oscar consideration.
I know. It won the Critics' Choice Awards, which I like Alfonso Cuarón.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this was, it pops into my head and then vaporizes like the,
what would you call, see, it's the same guy that did that outer space movie with Susan or,
Gravity.
And he did,
which I loved.
Yeah. But didn't he do the bear sex movie with, what's his name with the bear fighting him? The bear almost ate him. What's that called?
The Revenant.
Revenant. Isn't that him also?
Revenant.
I think that's him.
I think. Is that him?
Oh, no, that's Inarritu, the other guy. So these three dudes hung out all the time. Cuarón, Inarritu, however you say his name, and Guillermo del Toro all hanging out in school, right?
Guillermo del Toro.
What a fun crew that must be to hang with. I would love to go to lunch with them. That would
right?
Be cool.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not going to remember the, boring. I felt like it was boring, but I felt like it was when somebody takes advantage of their successes and other things and just makes something that kind of appeals to them
mm-hmm.
more than anybody else and maybe isn't made for, what is that? That's not patronizing.
Mary Sue. That's one of the ways you would say it. Someone makes a Mary Sue, that means they make a movie that's about them.
Yeah.
A thinly veiled story that's really just them. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Like that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Other words.
De Growly Bear makes a good question. How can something be interesting and dull at the same time? The concept for me was interesting. I really like the following of this family in Mexico and what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
And pieces of it were interesting, but overall the movie was dull.
Was it English or no? Is it Spanish?
The subtitles, subtitled Spanish. And you can watch it yourself. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix film, so you don't have to go to the theater. And
yeah, I want to see it. I just haven't gotten around to it. Tom Merritt thinks it's the greatest thing he's seen this year. So,
oh really?
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, it's probably me because everybody else is raving about it. I feel like, listen, for me, the favorite, If Beale Street Could Talk, and Green Book were my favorite of the three things that we're all pretty much expecting them to announce on Tuesday as the Oscar nominees.
It's exciting time for us here on TMS. We get really into that, and
yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
I hate the actual
because it happens
show.
Before the show. Like it happens,
like right before
earlier.
The show, right?
Yeah,
like an hour before the show or something.
I know it's funny that they do these announcements when people in Los Angeles, when people in Hollywood are probably still sleeping off. Or probably still sleeping, but more than likely are sleeping off the previous night's bender.
good point. Yeah, I look forward to it though. We'll see what we get. Which one's the one with Aragorn? And he's a racist jerk in it. Which one's that?
That's Green Book.
That's Green Book. I want to see Green Book.
It is. It's good. It's really good. I mean, if you haven't seen any of these and you're wanting to plunk down your money, I would say Green Book, Favorite, and If Beale Street Could Talk. Would be the first three that I'd go for.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
I think we're going to go see Glass tonight.
Oh, I'm very curious about your take because
I've
talked to a lot of people who I like and trust who saw it and who loved Unbreakable and Split
mm-hmm.
and are not happy. So
yeah.
You're probably one of those people for me where if you come back and not like it, that may be all I need to hear.
Because...
Mm-hmm. Man, it bones me out to hear all this negative stuff. But then I've heard from a couple of people who really liked it. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see because I really... Unbreakable is... It may be my favorite Shyamalan movie.
Oh, it's easily mine.
I did like Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
was one of those people, whatever, say what you want about me, who was fooled until the end, mm-hmm. really was surprised by the ending.
Yeah. They get me on all. He got me on most of their endings up till probably the one. The Village is where I fell off.
The Village I kind of saw coming.
Yeah, but I thought Signs was handled pretty well. Like that stuff's fine.
Yeah,
I like Signs. Signs is fine. Do not besmirch it. It's fine.
You're thinking of Lady in the Water.
Yeah, Lady in the Water is no good. It's signs you like. Oh, yeah. Then Tyros 20 or X7
yeah, just
says,
as I say that, Tyros is comment.
I liked it, he says.
Yes.
Whatever. But, it's fine for people to like things that I don't like, but the big thing for me is Unbreakable is my favorite Shyamalan movie and one of my favorite, quote-unquote, superhero movies of all time, even though it's not really the same. You know, it's not like an MCU movie or something, but it was such a great concept at the time, and I felt like shows like Heroes was trying to duplicate it, and they just couldn't quite get it, and just so good. And you might say people are split on the new one.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, that's pretty good, man.
Well done.
Yeah.
He wrote and directed. Okay, I was looking at Cuarón's...
he wrote and directed Roma?
Roma, yeah.
Yeah, seems like it was a little personal passion project kind of thing for him, from what I've heard. By the way, Prisoner of Azkaban, I do think, is maybe my favorite Harry Potter movie. That and Five, those are both good.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary Oldman, man. Dude, really, the dude can do no wrong.
Think of a movie where, even if the movie sucked, where he didn't make it better because he was in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I feel the same way about Alan Cumming. I feel elevates crap movies.
I agree. I like Alan Cumming a lot. He was good as Nightcrawler.
He was good as Nightcrawler.
People forget he did that little jaunt there for a minute. Oh, he that documentary I told you about, the one about, did I tell you about it? The one about Orson Welles called They'll Love Me When I'm Dead. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot to even mention.
2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a recommendal. I forgot to mention he's the walk around narrating it guy.
Oh, Gary Oldman is?
No, Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming is. What do you mean walk around narrate? Like, do they show him walking around and narrating?
It's an odd movie. I don't know how to describe it. He's in black and white, Alan Cumming is, walking around talking about this history, and then the rest of the documentary is like actual footage and people being interviewed. But anytime Alan Cumming comes on the air, he's walking around in black and white in a suit. It's really weird.
I like that. That's cool.
It's an odd movie. Very odd. Worth seeing.
Yeah, seriously. Would The Fifth Element have been as good as it was without Gary Oldman? Heck no.
No. Not even close. No. Are you kidding?
Not even close. You need his Zorn or Zork or Zorb or whatever.
Yeah, the French movie. Well, the movie Leon. Zorg. The movie The Professional, a.k.a. Leon. That movie is 1,000 times better because the bad guy is him.
Right. True Romance, another good one.
Yeah. Movie I like a lot with Denzel Washington walking around the desert. Book of Eli is better because he's the bad guy in it.
Yeah.
It's like, duh.
Totally. Yeah. He's the best.
Elevates the material, yo.
I know Gary Oldman listens, so hey, shout out Gary. Hey, you rock, dude.
Gary. I guess people would call him Gary.
I know, it seems weird. It seems weird. Would call him, hey, Gary. How you doing, Gary? It just seems weird, right?
Yeah, it does seem, because we have our own Gary in the chat, and it throws me off. with Lantronics, you may know
Gary,
him.
Gary, you feel like sushi tonight? All right, Gary. It does seem weird. Yeah, weird.
Doesn't feel like a Gary. But even those episodes of Friends he was in were better because he was in them.
Forgot he was on Friends. Yeah. Was he director? He was Joey's director or something?
The director, he was an actor that had to work with Joey, and he got drunk
a lot.
That's
what it was. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So he was always drinking, and Joey had to do his part for him or something. Even that was better because he was in there.
Yeah.
Gary is short for Gariford. Is that true, Monkey Bananas?
Come on now. Come on.
I don't know. Is that true?
Looking it up right now.
Yeah. What's
I bet it's.
What's the derivation of Gary? Because it's got to come from something that isn't just Gary, right? Garrison?
Birth name Gary Leonard Oldman. So no.
But what does Gary in general come from? Gary is
it's not a shortening of anything as far as I know, or Garrison.
It says likely derived from compound names of Germanic origin, originally the element gar or spear. Through the names Gary and Gareth are entomologically, I can't read that word, entomologically unrelated. The former being Germanic origin, the latter being Celtic. Let's see, Gary is sometimes taken as a pet form of Gareth. So the closest they've got is Gareth. So there you go. But unproven.
By the way,
yeah.
He auditioned, sent a recorded voice audition for General Grievous.
Oh.
Revenge of the Sith, and George Lucas chose somebody else.
That what's wrong? There's another reason why George Lucas shouldn't be trusted.
Exactly. Exactly. General Grievous with Gary Oldman's voice.
Would have been
great. Sign me up.
Could have been great. Especially even with the dumb cough and the dumb heartbeat and all that. Still would have been better with Gary Oldman.
Yes, for sure.
You dumbass. Freaking.
Has he done... He did like a robot voice for something. What am I... why am I not thinking of it?
I don't know.
It was a... was it Lost in Space at the end? He was the...
Well, he was in Lost in Space. He was
he's in it, but didn't he become part robot? Not Lawnmower Man. What was he?
You know what? This ringing a bell for me too.
Yeah, like his face on like a robot head that's talking to the main character. He did. Okay, he did become a monster at the end of Lost in Space. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Well, also Netflix releases a movie called Tau, featuring Gary Oldman. Oh, the reviews aren't good though. But I was trying to see if that had something to do with it, him being a robot.
No. Listen, what other actor could play both Sid Vicious and Ludwig von Beethoven?
Yeah.
Van Beethoven, right?
Or the British...
Or Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, he's so good in JFK. He's so good in that.
Right. Let's just take this whole episode and talk about Gary Oldman. Let's not do any other...
Oh, you know what I saw semi-recently? I probably recommended it, but that... Tinker Toy Soldier Spy, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
The movie is so good.
Yeah. That is one, if you're planning on watching, no iPad, no phone, you're not tweeting, you're not doing anything while that thing's on, because so much goes on in that you've got to pay attention.
No, they do not. They do not treat the audience like they're stupid at all.
Right. They really don't.
They give you all the little pieces, and it's your job to put it together. It's very puzzly. And he's transformative in that. He doesn't even look like him in there. He looks like some wizened old man. I mean, I know he's older, but he didn't look anything like Gary Oldman. He's great. What we've decided here at the top of the show is that Gary Oldman is awesome. That's true. One quick thing. Do you think my...
Hold on. Lemonade says Gary Oldman was the computer. What? Oh, that might be also what I'm thinking of. Doing the voice of a computer, right?
In what though? What was it? Old Man Crush? Yeah. What? No, that's not... That's a title. Commissioner Gordon, right? He was in that, but I don't know what the...
Gordon, of course, he was Churchill in the thing last year.
Yeah. Darkest Hour. Yeah, I want to see that still. I still haven't seen Darkest Hour. My daughter raves about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling through just to see if I can find it before they say it.
Yeah, I can't find it.
I'm not seeing it. I'm scrolling through his whole list.
Oh, Air Force One. He's so good in Air Force One.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get off my plane.
Oh, he's so good. Tau. Oh, in Tau. Okay.
Well, that was one we were just talking about.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
But he's a computer in that?
Oh, I guess it was out last year, Tau.
Oh.
So I did see this, and I freaking recommended it. The house, this house that this woman is trapped in, he's the voice. That's exactly what I'm thinking of as Tau.
He's a voice of the house? Of the...
And you folks in the chat room tried to tell me this, and Scott, you tried to tell me Tau, and I completely forgot that I watched... And recommended Tau.
So maybe Tau is not so good after all, is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
It's a great 2-hour Black Mirror episode.
Okay. Maybe I'll
still
watch it.
Hour and a half Black Mirror episode.
Episode, yeah.
Episode. All right. Thank you, you people. You distracting bunch of freaks.
You're no kidding. All right. Check this out. My pipes are burping. Okay?
No. Oh.
Okay. Not my personal, like, flesh and blood pipes. Those always burp. But
not the pipes inside you.
2 days now in the shower, before the shower starts, the little pipe goes... Bleh. Now, I
Does
ask...
Does it go like with the water until it kind of fully kicks in?
Nope, just makes this weird burp sound and then comes out like normal. Is that bad?
It feels like it should be. I mean, that's like...
No.
That's like as bad as air in your veins, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't want to
now.
Have air in your pipes. I don't know. It feels like
so.
It's...
It goes, bruh, and then comes out.
It feels like it's a crack or something bad somewhere. I don't know. I may be wrong. Maybe a real actual plumber should chime in.
Well, here's
but
the
it
thing.
Just started doing this?
Yeah, it just started for me. Everyone else hasn't seen it yet. Kim says, well, it didn't do it to me. The kids haven't heard it. So I don't know why it's happening to me. I was the first one to shower this morning, so maybe there's something with that. I don't want to Google it, Rainbow Bright.
Googling it is the first thing that's going to come up is, get out of the house.
Oh, dude. Here, I'm going to look it up right now. Sound coming from your plumbing pipes, including burping, hissing, and gurgling, happen because of the movement of air. The cause is usually a pressure imbalance caused by flowing water, which pushes air in front of it and leaves a vacuum behind.
Oh.
How do you remove air from your pipes? Fill the toilet bowl halfway. And just a toilet? Okay, well, anyway. Force the stick of the plunger quickly in and out of the rubber seal for 20 seconds. So, right? Run the giant tube of the anger.
Jamie.
Oh, sorry. Of the closet auger down the drain and turn the crank to the point that it gets in one direction. Turn the valve on the water running into the toilet right as it's turned off. Well, that doesn't make any damn sense. All right, now I got a whole thing to look up later. Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, they're talking about your drain pipes. Tyro7 is pointing that out. I don't know about the air in your shower water pipes. Just feels like there shouldn't be...
Shouldn't be air in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try it again tomorrow.
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, I'll let you know, Brian. I'm sure it would be super not expensive to fix. And
fire up the GoFundMe machine again. Oh, it's Operation.
Operation Boomer Pipe Burper Pipes. All right. Tell me how much a funnel cake weighs and how was Justine Bateman today?
Yeah, so today was weigh-in day, my friends. And coming off of a couple weeks of losing 1.8 2 weeks ago and then gaining 2.2 last week, today, and this is a week where I had a freaking funnel cake at the rodeo, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I had half of a kid's funnel cake. But I still, you know, didn't eat as well as maybe I should have the whole week.
All right.
But I was good last night, went out to trivia. I got on the recumbent bike and I pedaled my little legs off beforehand to build up my metabolism.
Yeah.
I am here to tell you that for the first time in at least a year, maybe a couple of years, I have dipped below 250.
Ah! That's great.
Which is great. 249 I am. I lost 4.2 pounds this week, which...
That's good.
For a week where I did a little... had some cheat responsibly going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you cheated responsibly. See?
I cheated responsibly. That is the point.
Yeah.
That should be made. I cheated responsibly.
Well done. So, that was the name of
our
episode.
Down 4.2. So now I'm officially under the weight requirement to jump off the side of the stratosphere in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, really? Was that the deal?
Well, I don't know about the deal, but
I mean, you said, did you say to somebody on, you never said this on the show, but was that like part of your plan? Is like, hey, if once I do that, I'm going to go on the thing?
I wanted to do it last year. I wanted to jump off the side of the stratosphere. And two reasons I didn't do it. One, there was just so much other stuff going on that we, you know, decided there wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
But two, I was 252, 253 or something. Yeah. I was a little fat guy, and I couldn't do it. So if I continue on this current trajectory, which there's no doubt I will, I'm not going up from here. I love the negative numbers, and Justine was there, but she didn't weigh me. But I love the negative numbers. So this time in April, the end of April, I will jump off the stratosphere.
Here's what I'll say. If Brian does this...
I like this needs to be said, but go ahead.
If Brian does his goal and stays below the 250 so that he can jump off the side of the stratosphere, I hereby promise that I will wait down at the bottom with a camera and video it as he does it. And I'm doing. That's it.
I have no doubt that's what I can count on.
Can't do heights. I just can't do heights.
So you won't even go up to the upper level with me and watch me jump off.
How far out do I have to appear to do that?
You can stay inside in a glass enclosed, like it's
Will they let me do that? Can I go up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go up there. I mean, you know, you've been up to the top of the stretch.
Yeah, ages ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's an enclosed area, but then where you have the rides and things, that's where you go outside, and you don't have to go outside if you don't want to.
Okay, then I'm doing that. I'll do that. I will do that. Cool. I'll feel okay about that. Oh my gosh, dude. That's just good. Right now, my legs actually tingle thinking about you jumping off that thing. Ugh. Can't do heights.
Cool. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's too much for me.
I'll do it. I got to keep an eye on Groupon. Groupon for that.
Is it expensive? So, yeah, how much is that? Point. What does that cost? I don't even know. It's probably expensive.
It's
right?
It's like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that seems high to me.
To put your. I know, right? They should pay you to do it, really.
Well, at the very least, like, I don't know. That $100.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Right. I feel like the last time I went up there, it wasn't that much, but whatever.
Since the start, October 10th, I've lost 21.8 pounds.
You've lost a toddler. That's amazing.
I've lost a toddler. I can't find my son. Where's my boy?
Kevin! Yeah,
I lost my boy.
Think about that, though. Now what you do is you go find a 7-year-old, strap him to your back, and remember what it's like to have him all on there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's not weird at all.
No, it wouldn't be weird.
I did celebrate with, and I put the points in for this. I had a single California-style Freddy's steak burger because I've been missing Freddy's so much.
That sounds so good.
I shared a small fries with Tina, and I shared a mini, not the small, but the mini chocolate shake with Tina.
I might have to go out there tonight.
Yeah.
But none of my goals are met, so.
I know. I noticed that the a few weeks ago we were talking about, yes, let's both talk about our weight journey on the show and for accountability. I know that it slowly kind of just became me.
No,
and it's
you're,
fine.
You're
it's
killing fine. It. I'm super impressed with what you've been able to pull off, and I'm super sad about how poopy I am about it. But I mean, I have held steady. I'm not losing more than I had lost
as long
some.
As you're not gaining, then,
yeah, I'm not gaining. I am holding steady, and I am lower than I was. But I was just the other day looking at photos from like 2016 BlizzCon. Yeah, 2016, 2017, BlizzCon, something like that. And I'm like, oh, I was so skinny then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what was I thinking? How does this happen? What happens? You just eat.
You just eat. There's just too much good food to be had out there.
I agree. Somebody, by the way, captured me plunging a toilet. Let's hear what that sounds like. Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go. So. Right?
Perfect. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, that's it then. We've done all we can.
Yes,
and good job, Brian.
No more we can do.
Congratulations. You've once again proven that you are the man. What are we doing now? Oh, yeah, this right here. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go.
App Slappy.
All right, we're going to talk about apps we like. We do that sometimes. Something we picked up, sometimes games, sometimes other stuff, so that you can have a little time waster on your phone. That's kind of our goal here.
This is true.
And for me, it is a game called Star Trek Fleet Command.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Have you seen this floating around the App Store possibly?
I've been seeing it on Facebook.
Oh.
Check out the new Star Trek game that, you know, just an ad for it. But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's you would find it there probably. In fact, I may have found it there, honestly. I'm a sucker for those ads. I'll see one and see something kind of cool and I'll try it. Because what's the harm? It's usually free. You download it. If you like it, you do. Totally. If you don't, you don't. It's not a big deal. No big loss. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm going to try to look up some video here. Starfleet Command. There we go. it is got a lot of the trappings I hate in mobile games. So I'm going to get those out of the way right now. Lots of... buy this and have a free thing happen. You know, like a lot of that free-to-play garbage in there. And there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. But the core of the game, I'm really happy with. And that is big shocker. I like space games. Mm-hmm. This game focuses a great deal on you maintaining your great big space station that you've built.
So glad you finished that sentence.
And in that space station... Your goal is to add on to it and create, you know, a bigger space station with more abilities and greater effect on your fleets and this sort of stuff. And it's all very well rendered in space, which is important to me. lots of little shuttles flying around. It's very realistic looking sort of space graphics, which, you know, again, that's key. I want a nice graphical treatment here.
How are the graphics?
How are the graphics? They're very good. And then what you do is you go on missions. So you kind of have this like galaxy map, and there's story missions and then just kind of rando missions. The story missions are you... Oh, by the way, they mix all... This is all the movie people. So that's the era we're in. So,
oh, the J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, so people. Spock looks like... What's his name? They're those actors. Chris Pine looks like Kirk and so on.
Sure.
And you collect these characters as you go. They join the ranks of your ship. It's not called the Enterprise. It's something else, but... Anyway, your job is to fly around the universe and get stronger and better, build a better ship, and all the while there's a little story going on where you're solving conflicts and, you know, doing stuff like that. None of that is super groundbreaking, but it's got a nice little loop, especially the mission loop. I like going out to the main area and going, all right, I need to kill three of these Klingon ships. So I'm going to go hunt around for those guys. And you can watch the battles in real time, or you can just have them auto-resolve. But if you can always compare first and go, ooh, am I too strong or too weak for this guy? So that part of it I really like. The parts I don't like are like you level up your characters because you collected more Scotties, so now you make more Scotties, you know.
You're the Scotty level two.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million games that do this. But you can have multiple ships, you can have them all docked at your station, you can move your station. There are other players out there, so there's a PvP element to all this. I just think they really got the space part of it down well, like the feeling that I'm out there in the void, you know. That's a big part of this stuff for me. It's what I care about in space games, and I think they've nailed that pretty well. All the little mobile microtransaction manage too much stuff at once trappings are there, and so if those really frustrate people, I would say maybe this isn't for you.
Let me ask this. Is there a mechanic where I'm sure there's a mechanic on the ship, but is there a mechanic where if you log in three times a day, you can collect your resources and it advances your business?
Yes, there's a daily login bonus thing. Yes, there is that. And I hate those. They come in the form of chests.
Still in.
Yeah, you're still in. You're fine. But they have these chests, so there's like a loot box kind of thing. I mean, honestly, it is all of those things that are starting to drive us all crazy. And I fully admit to that being part of this and kind of being an issue. But I forgive it for what little I'm playing of it anyway. I forgive it because they've got the space stuff down pretty well. And it feels nice and varied and well thought out and not just thrown together. It feels like somebody was serious about making this game. And this could have been any space game. It didn't have to be Star Trek. I don't know. You know, they got the license and did that instead. But it really does feel like this could be, you know, total generic space ship building, you know, universe traversing kind of game. And I like it. So I'm going to recommend it. Again, some of that free-to-play stuff like this menu people are looking at right now, you're like, oh, three forms of currency, huh? Oh, a bunch of other buttons to click. Okay, great. Like, it does have that main screen problem that all these games seem to have.
Yeah.
Just cluttered and overwrought. But the actual gameplay of maxing out your resources and sending your dudes on missions and collecting that stuff is pretty fun. So I'm going to recommend it. And if you're a Star Trek fan, maybe even a little more, I'd recommend it. So there you go.
At any point, can I recruit the weird girl with the black and white makeup from the most recent Star Trek movie?
I believe so, yes. What's her name? Whatever her name is. Yes.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I've seen her in there.
Then I'm in.
Yeah, I've seen pretty much everybody from these JJ movies. They're all in here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Did you... is Khan in here? Is Cumber Khan?
Cumber Khan so far not in here. I don't know if they plan to put him in or not, but I've not seen Cumber Khan. Let's go to Cumber Khan, the Cumberbatch Con every year. Cumber Khan?
I love Cumber Khan.
Oh.
I know. Who are you cosplaying as for Cumber Khan?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to go original Khan? You're going to go new Khan?
That's something that it needs to happen if it's not already happening.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be the... Botany Bay. I could be the... I could be the bug that goes in Chekhov's ear in the original Khan movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or I guess...
No. It's Cumberbatch.
Oh, it's Cumber Khan.
You could either dress as Sherlock. You could dress as Khan. You could dress as the Grinch. You could dress as...
Alan Turing. Yeah.
Alan Turing.
Yeah.
That's what you cosplay as for Cumber Khan.
Doctor Strange. Whatever.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Here's a fight, chat room. See, this is our little ship. It's going to go fight these guys right here. It's going to this planet. Oh, no, it's checking out an anomaly. There's a little anomaly going on there.
Yeah, I'm liking this art. Did you, by the way, did you play, and if so, how long did you last in that Marvel Strike Force game?
I lasted about a month, and yes, I did play it, and I played it until I found the option where you could have everything go at, like, 800 times the speed. And I went, why am I playing this? It's playing itself, and I quit. That's when I quit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, see, I kind of like that, actually.
I hated it.
Because what you can do, what I do, because I use Auto-Run a lot, I'm still playing that game, still loving it. Yeah. And when it's doing Auto-Run, I still tap on the people I want to kill as priority. So it's like high speed, like, okay, well, take out Wolverine because he's got, you know, his bar is getting full, and your high speed characters all of a sudden start focusing on Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. No, you're part of the problem. That. I see how it goes.
I'm part of the problem. Yeah. I know. Sure.
I hate games that when I realize it's playing it for me, I go, well, then what am I here for? Go ahead and play. You don't need me. Like, just go ahead and play. Bye. See you later. Like, all they need me is for menu management. F that. But this game may turn into that too, for all I know.
It might. You never know.
So, yeah, they're all like this. Whatever. Who are we kidding? Brian, what did you bring to the table today?
I brought a game that I was surprised I hadn't already brought. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm surprised it's new because I felt like I've played it before, but I'm kind of hooked in because this is the kind of game I like for a few minutes.
All right. Sure.
It is Angry Birds Blast.
Oh.
Which, again, surprises you that, didn't you already do this? No, I this is brand new. This is a brand new game. Hmm. This is... instead of you know, the one I recommended was the shoot bubbles and pop balloons thing.
Oh, it was like a ripoff of Bubble Bobble or whatever.
Bubble Bobble, Bubble Blast or something like that.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is more a ripoff of, well, I don't know what you call a ripoff of. It's the games where the grid is filled up with your colors, and if you've got two or more of the same color next to each other, you tap on them and they pop and go away, as opposed to having to shoot something or drag something to make two of a kind or three of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
These are just already in there.
Okay.
And you tap them. The goal is to get rid of the pigs, as always. As it starts out, the first few levels are just get rid of the balloons or the birds.
Right.
But then later on, it's get rid of the pigs. It's something that we've seen a million times. However, there's something shiny, cool, and new about this that, again, I will like for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
There are quests. I mean, there's so far, this is a great recommendal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really recommending this.
Yeah.
But so far, there isn't anything in there that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting close to something I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. I understand that.
Like, at some point, it's going to be like, here's what makes this game different, but I haven't found it yet.
Ah. So, wait, this is a match three business. Or match
multiple. It is a match.
Thing.
It's a match two. Like, a match three, I think of as Bejeweled, where you slide a piece into play to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like all those pieces are together and some are little clumps and stuff like that. You just tap on them in the order you want to get rid of them, and things slide up to fill the spaces. So, yeah, you could get rid of that little two white Angry Birds next to each other right there.
Yeah.
But if you get rid of the blue one, the set of three blue ones below it, then you'll have five white ones to get rid of all at once, and that'll open up a lot of the area.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at video here. Oh yeah, it's got its fun main screen with its multiple currencies and everything else.
Oh,
these things
geez,
do.
Yeah
they
exactly.
All do it.
I mean, you know,
they all do it.
It's, you know, it's an Angry Birds game. It's Angry Birds just seems now to basically say, here's Angry Birds, but it's really Plants vs. Zombies with Angry Birds photoshopped on top of them. Or here's Angry Birds, it's really Zuma, but it's actually Angry Birds.
Yeah, they do that a lot, I've noticed. They There's do. Not a lot of proper Angry Birds games anymore, but I still say, after all this time, one of my favorite theme songs of video games in the modern era is the Angry Birds theme. There's a version of it. So good, man. Like, that thing holds
it
up.
It is. It does hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. There's an Angry Birds Dream Blast, which is basically Disney Sum Sum. There's Angry Birds Pop, which is the Bubble Bobble one. There's Angry Birds Blast, which I talked about. Did you know there's an Angry Birds Transformers game?
Oh, yeah. That was a weird combo a couple of years ago, right? Something like that.
Has Angry Birds come out with tower defense game?
Probably. Why there's no like Angry Birds Go and go out and capture all the Angry Birds in the world? I don't know.
Well,
why
there, that doesn't exist. There is an Angry Birds Go, but it's a ripoff of Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a kart racer. Yeah, if they did something where I had to go out and catch Angry Birds in the wild like you do Pokemon, I'd play that. Sure.
Yeah, for a hot minute, I would too.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm excited for the
Harry Potter one that's coming out from Niantic. Actually,
yeah, that looks cool. I did. I actually like the Ghostbusters one. I still play that more than I do Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of those capture in the wild things, walk around and find stuff games needs to appeal more to my sensibilities because I don't think Pokemon's it for me.
Here's what I'm actually still playing. I'm still playing Pokemon Go. I'm still playing Marvel Strike Force. And I'm still playing, I mean, aside from the occasional, like, get trained to a crossword puzzle a day in that crosswords game, but I'm still playing that damn Poker World game that you recommended.
Oh, it's good, right? I still play that one, too.
It is good.
Yeah. Holds up. They just had an update. They're still tweaking it and adding it. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these Angry Birds games. Angry Birds, Angry Birds Seasons, Rio, Friends, Space, Star Wars, Star Wars 2. I know you mentioned a bunch of these. Tell me about...
What's Angry Birds Evolution?
Yeah, what's that? Angry Birds Champions? Bad Piggies? Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money. Good job, guys.
They did. You know what? They figured out how to do their...
We're 10 years into Angry Birds games. 2009 was the first game. December of
Is there a Flappy Angry Bird?
No, but missed the opportunity. Like jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have done it. Oh, they even had games on the Symbian phones for a while. Wow. All right, well.
There you go.
$2.25 billion the company was valued at when they sold it.
Wow.
A buyout of $2.25 billion. And
it's
and
pretty
they
good
say,
for a slingshot physics game, basically.
Yeah, and experts and economists in the market say that they believe that it was worth way more than that price. It says here, this analyst thinks...
I'm not surprised. With all these games probably had microtransactions and probably made quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I think they were undervalued. But I would still take my $2.5 billion and run if it were me.
Oh, I would, totally, yeah.
I'm sure him and the founder and the two other guys that were there probably did just fine in this deal.
Do you think, living in a house that's basically just like carefully balanced pieces of concrete and 2x4s?
Yeah. I hope those pigs across the street leave us alone.
Exactly.
They'd have to be
cops. It's okay. We've got 4 glass bricks between us and them. Yep. They'll never get through that.
Totally. I love this. All right. Well, there's your recommendations. Go check them out.
Yes.
Star Trek or Starfleet. What the hell's mine?
Star Trek Fleet Commander.
Fleet Commander, thank you. And then yours is Angry Birds Blow or Pop or what is it?
Angry Birds Blast.
Oh. Angry Birds,
Birds Blow.
Blow. That's a bad PR move. Don't name it Angry Birds Blow.
Don't do that one. Oh, why is our new game not selling? Because you called it Angry Birds Blow.
How weird. All right, listen to this right here.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's the sound of Energy Secretary Rick Perry when he was governor and running for president. And that's a reminder that we take your questions here in the Ask TMS segment of the show. You guys send in questions via Twitter using that hashtag, and then we read them like this. Tanner Goodman, we know him.
We do.
Says, you have been cast in a huge summer blockbuster. You are required to be fully nude for one of the scenes. Would you do it? Brian?
Sure. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
With your wiener out?
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't know.
Listen, it's their fault for wanting to see it, really.
But do you really want... what if in the news and the reviews for the next 6 years are, boy, that Brian Ebbett in that debut movie, he's a grower, not a shower. Like, what if... Like, what if...
Listen, I'd make sure that there's a fluffer on set. Let's not mince any... Let's not mince any words here.
I don't know if I could do it. All right, if they said, let's say $20 million, maybe,
Maybe. I'm sorry. Did we need to come up with a financial amount for this?
For me, you need to.
I apparently would do it for free from the sounds of it.
Yeah, Brian would just hop in. He's good to go. Yeah. I'd need money, and it would be a substantial sum for me to do it.
Listen, Dennis Franz did it on NYPD Blue, and I look far better than Dennis Franz.
Yeah, but he didn't show his wiener on there.
Well, he didn't. All right.
Just his bum.
Harvey Keitel?
Yeah, he shows his wiener.
Yeah, he was kind of ripped, though.
The piano.
Well, he wasn't ripped, but he wasn't...
He was weird looking in that.
He was weird looking.
You know what I mean? Like all wiry, and his muscles are all like pinched and weird.
Yeah.
Who else?
Yeah, anyway.
Bruce Willis in the swimming pool in that one movie. What was that called?
Oh, Color of Night.
Yeah.
Yes. Bruce Willis in a movie where they try to make a Hitchcock film and fail.
Okay.
Did we watch that for Film Sec?
No. I think we tried to once and it went away or something.
Yeah, we need to bring that back for Film Sec. bring that back.
I got one from, let's call him Drimonkus, who says, don't forget to use that South Park gold key I sent you. So we have a key to give away for the fractured butthole.
Oh nice.
Because we were talking about it the other day. So now for Battle Royale, whenever we have a new code. So thank you. I'm going to call you Drimonkus. I know I'm saying it wrong.
What? I can't just take it? I can't just go to that code page or that tab right now?
I mean, you could. You could.
Click and paste.
You could.
That's fine.
But
fine.
Should you?
No, I've got so much else I need to play.
Gary Fisher from Lantronics, now at Disney.
Yes.
Senior Geek 49 says, can I jump off the stratosphere with you, Brian?
Hell yes, Gary. Let's bring it. Come on, my jumping buddy.
I don't want to be responsible for two grown men having heart attacks, do I?
Hey, listen, I will happily have any team of folks up there who want to do this as well.
Oh my Lord.
Come April 27th or 26th or whatever.
If the doctor tomorrow said, Scott, you've got bum cancer, you have like 2 weeks to live.
Yeah.
I'd go to Vegas and jump off the stratosphere. No problem.
That would be the...
That'd be
I
the
bet
kicker.
You still wouldn't, though. Because it's still a heights thing. It's not like a... You've never talked about wanting to do it, so it can't feel like a real bucket list item.
No, I'm not really... None of my I gotta jump off a high thing are on my bucket list. No way.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I barely can stand like a Ferris wheel. I panic. I hate them. I can't do it.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Excuse me. How about this one?
Listen, I'm going to be so light by then, I won't even need a cable. I'll just float down to the bottom like a coupon.
Yeah. Yeah, like a...
Just a little paper coupon, just...
Like a little porn
slowly,
card. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
In Vegas. Someone will flick it later.
Right.
Check this out. R2 Terry says... R2 Terry, that's a great name.
R2 Terry.
It says, I miss comic dorks. And me too. I was actually talking to Schleicher about maybe possibly one day he and I doing like a monthly comic roundup and putting it on the comic dorks feed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
None of the rest of us have. We don't have the time we used to have for that whole group to coordinate. But me and Steve.
Oh, that's right.
Because
it was a big group of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was Spagnolo and Kurtz and Schleicher and me. And it was weekly and it was just hard. But a monthly, me and Steven could do a monthly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I get away with that. I have to talk to him though. If you hear this, Steven, remind me, will you? You need to hear the Frank Sinatra. Need to hear Frank Sinatra singing the music from Portal. Says Scott Lees.
Yes,
I heard
it's
that
very
today.
Good. I listened to it before the show, and it's very good. I actually did buy the whole 8-bit big band album.
There's a whole album.
There's a whole album, and it's funny, when you buy the album, it doesn't include that Still Alive song, but it's got all these other great ones on it, so I'm like, oh, I'll pick this up, and then I'll find the other thing that they're talking about.
So listen to this, here we go.
I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction.
It's really good.
It is really, he is really good.
Yeah. The Mega Man stuff was the first part of the video chat room. Sorry about that.
It's just their little video intro bit.
Okay, how about this? TMS mashups. Jamie says, Do either of you or Brian... Who's the other...
Brian Dunaway, probably.
Oh, okay. Use a different unique signature when you sign a print or comic, or is it the same you use for a normal signature?
Oh! I know why they're asking. Oh. They want to see if they can forge our checks because they happen to have a something, something signed by us. No, I actually do a different one because I always put thanks.
Yeah.
And then I do my B's as threes.
Right.
For my signing something autograph.
That's a good idea. When you do a house loan or something, it's they want you to be less cryptic. So on those, I have a different one. So I probably have three different signatures, and I'm not about to tell anyone which one I use for what. So there.
Sure.
Because now they can't rip me off.
Right. Oh, yeah. Do you do different signatures for like pieces of art you sign versus when somebody has you sign something that they bring to you?
That's probably the same signature.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. That's my messiest signature.
Yeah.
It's not as if I don't like them or don't want to have, you know, a good signature. It's just the one I use for that.
Sure. When you sign a boob, do you use which signature?
Oh, yeah. When I sign a boob, it's hard, though. If it's an actual skin of the boob, that's easy.
Yeah.
If it's a shirt, it's hard because you get the drag. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
no, totally. I'd much rather boob is easier to sign than the shirt over the boob.
It is. So next time, it's ladies, science. Next time, next
science.
Ladies and boys, next time you see us, have your boob out ready
Vegas
to sign.
Vegas would be perfect for that. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Hey, if anyone comes, listen, Vegas, if someone comes up to me or Brian and says, Will you please sign my breast? I'll do it.
Sure.
Brian's leaping out of tall towers. I'm signing boobs. That's how it's going to go.
I'm going to sign boobs while I'm leaping out of tall towers.
Oh, did you hear that, Gary? You got whip it out, buddy.
Gary, better wear a pull-apart shirt.
Scott Lee says, why were you not all invited to Blizneyland yesterday? Is that why there was no instance show? Oh, there was no show because of other reasons, but I forgot. So Blizzard's having their annual everyone go to Disneyland for 3 days thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we always hear about that from Randy, so we'll hear about that tomorrow on FilmSack.
Guaranteed we'll hear about it.
Yeah. I always feel like Blizneyland is the day after BlizzCon, that Sunday, after all that stuff wraps up and people do Disneyland, but I guess the people from Blizzard are exhausted and don't want to go do like wait in lines and all that crap the day after all that. So
I get it, especially when you're local.
Totally.
You can go there anytime. Karen, let's do one more. Says, are you doing Hardcore Henry for FilmSack? Charlto Copley, however you say his name, from District 9 is all over that thing. I thought that movie was
really
fun and successful as it's in its gimmick. I mean, who was it? Dunaway the vetoed, I think.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody vetoed it, but somebody said it might be better as a we watch it because there's so little dialogue that it might make for a better let's all watch it at the same time and talk about it kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe it was more of like a live sack or something. I don't remember what the deal is, but we honor the veto code in our group. Mm-hmm. Somebody vetoes, we don't ask a lot of questions. We just go, all right, we trust your judgment. Move on to the next thing.
We all have a vote, deciding vote. And if we say, this is garbage. I remember the first one we voted on, the first one was Dunaway saying for Robin and Marion. Robin Hood and Marion.
Yeah. By all accounts, he helped us dodge a bullet on that one.
He probably did, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
You guys all don't know what you're missing, though, with vetoing Crossroads. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you people.
Is it the Britney Spears one? Yeah.
I still haven't seen it, but there's no way that would have been bad for FilmSack.
I love it. I still haven't seen it, but you should watch it, Brian. You should soak that up. Get in there. Get that on.
Here's the thing. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to say, oh my God, this was perfect for FilmSack. And then I'm going to convince you guys, and then I'm going to be stuck watching the second time like freaking Catwoman.
Well, you could do it. Oh, man. You had to watch that basketball scene twice?
Twice.
Oh, that movie sucks.
It really sucks.
Might be my overall least favorite films or movie of all time of all movies.
Not just worst film sack movie, but
yeah, I can't think of one I hate more.
Love it when Halle Berry is like cleaning herself like she's a cat and she's eating tuna out of a can or eating cat food out of a can.
No,
or whatever.
Didn't like any of it. No, I didn't like a thing about that movie. It's awful. Piece of poopy.
Yeah, all right.
Nicole, final one. Here's one more. Nicole says, this is different Nicole, not our Nicole, different Nicole.
Okay.
Adorn on Twitter says, or Adorm. Anyway, did you like or did you want to like or dislike Mandy? Well, you haven't seen Mandy yet.
I still haven't seen it, but I will.
I wanted
so you answer,
to
you answer, and then I'll answer once I've watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know if I wanted to like or dislike anything, but I came away thinking that I don't think I ever need to see it again. But I liked it enough to tell my cinephile friends that they should probably watch it because it's weird and worth seeing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I guess as being on this side of the. Of the divide or the side of the wall,
yeah.
The seen it and not seen it wall. I do want to like it.
Yeah.
I don't think I go into anything saying, "Oh, I really hope I hate this movie."
Right. Right.
But I know what she's. But I know the way she's asking. Like it's a Nicolas Cage thing. You're not going to go see Drive or whatever it was.
Oh right, yeah. No, this is something. I don't even know how to explain it. The fact that it's Nicolas Cage just makes it stranger. It's already very weird. I think it's worth seeing just so you can say, oh, man, that thing with him in it, that was sure weird. Like, it's not like that, what was the Wicker Man thing? Piece of garbage?
Oh,
that was
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Exactly. No one goes to Wicker Man and says, oh, I think this is going to be great. Rainbow Bright says, it may be how you like Downsize. Well, I mean, Downsize I thought was going to be one thing and turned into something else that I still enjoyed. But yeah. But I could that might be a good... comparison. Yeah.
Free Hotel Room is here today. Hey, how's it going, buddy? What's going on with your life? We haven't seen you in a while. You have anything snarky to say?
I think we've seen him. He's just in there in his another name.
Fartmaster 200 or whatever it was. What was that name?
It was
Sir Farts-a-Lot or something.
Brain Pickings or something like that. Or
I can't remember.
Brain Fart 01 or something like that. Yeah.
It was something with a fart in it. Anyway. Well, all right, Brian will see Mandy and then come back and say this to me.
I can definitely right. see why you like it.
That's what he'll do. All right, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, Dick Hurts. That's right, it was Dick
oh,
Hurts.
Oh, Dick Hurts. That's right. Well, Dick Hurts, we know who you are now. Wait, did he leave already? I think so.
Oh, did he leave?
Yeah. He's probably afraid I was going to mute him again.
He like... wanders into a ballroom, farts, and then leaves.
Yeah, and then left. My dick hurts, like and then leaves. Yeah, just like Brian at Snowbird.
It's like me at Snowbird.
I have video of that happening, you know.
You have video of Chewbacca doing it.
Yeah, but I think I have some video of 2013, us walking around there, and you kind of in the back going. Kind of just like drifting
well,
around back
there. I remember
there.
Doing that. It may not have been while I was farting, but yeah, you never know.
All right,
triple latte from the Queen Amon place in downtown Salt Lake.
Oh yeah, you guys went to Ava's Bakery for that.
We did. Oh,
it's so good. That place
yes.
is
the only other Queen Amon I've ever had was at the Venetian. So
yeah, it's an insane. That place is incredible.
Really good.
That's it for the show. Ask TMS again is the hashtag. Stick it in there and let it ripen, and we'll read it next week here on TMS PM. Don't forget you can support us at patreon.com/TMS, and you can visit us online for all your communication needs at frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, we should leave, but not without a song.
Right. Will Usherwood wrote in and said, "Greetings, Scott and Brian. Another year passes by, but the quality and joy you guys bring just keeps on growing." Mm. Oh, thank you. We've come a long way since Creamy Peen and that time you forced Daryl to drink an entire bottle of soda on TMS PM. Mm. I may have made that last one up, but I'm almost certain I remember driving home listening to the dulcet tones of Mr. Skeel's choking as we all laughed at it.
I kind of remember that too, but I don't remember the details.
You remember that, yeah. As for myself, another year of driving my cab up and down the UK has been successful, for which I'm very lucky, so I graciously asked Mr. Coverville himself for the usual birthday request, some sort of Grease cover, the musical, not the lube. As always, I wish you all the best for this year. You guys bring a lot of happiness to so many. Scott, that guy on Twitter may have lied. Prove it, you can't, but if you could warm up the soundboard for a Daryl 1930s quickie, I'd be very appreciative.
All
much
right.
love for you all. It's like...
wow.
It's so many to mention there.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I'll do this one.
1930.
Why? I have so many questions about why he's saying that.
Hours
in the first place.
Of that. We have hours and hours of that.
Yeah, gets longer every time I play it.
It's like walking down Main Street with Daryl Skills at Disneyland, speaking of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one I haven't played before on this show, but I have played it before on Coverville. Storm Large, a singer that sent some music to me early on, like first year I was doing Coverville, actually sent me music. I can't believe I still have this left. I still have this here from doing Coverthon sitting on my desk. This is, how far can I go?
Oh, wow.
There
you go.
Well, there's no nudity.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
There's implied nudity.
Yeah.
Anyway, because Storm Large is awesome, she sent me that.
Yeah.
Which I had hanging up here for a while. I need to move it to another part of the basement.
The way you said that, like you got a part of the basement where all you, where you hang all your
the secret.
Yeah.
I have to move it to the different part of the basement. Anyway. She put out an album in 2003 called Hanging with the Balls, where she does a bunch of great covers. A lot of them are mashups. Like it's a cover of the Ramones mixed in with some Def Leppard or something. It's really, really cool.
Ooh.
Anyway, on there she covers Hopelessly Devoted to You, which was, of course, Olivia Newton-John and Grease singing this one. She belts it out. I mean, she does it's her vocal range and her like growling when she's really pushing a note. I just love it. And you're gonna love it too. Here's Hopelessly Devoted to You by Storm Large and the Balls.
Awesome. Come back Monday for a whole new week of shows. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I love my wiener. Nobody loves my wiener like I do.